Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And on a regular basis, I get into conversations about what is it that Google wants? And how do I create content that is going to keep Google interested and engaged so that they share it? And I am so excited to have another conversation with Amy Singleton. And this time we're going to dive into this topic. I was a guest on Amy's podcast, so I'm so excited to put her in the guest chair. She is the CEO and owner of Height Digital Norman, an Inc. 5000 digital and branding agency. She empowers women to redefine success after setbacks, blending humor, stories, and practical insights. And her mission is to help individuals reconcile professional and personal aspirations without compromise. She cuts through the noise, inspiring others to live authentically. And today we're going to tap her brain as to how you can do that authentically on Google. Amy, welcome to the show.
Rain, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited we get to continue our conversation because my 45-minute long podcast just wasn't enough time with you. So here I am for my 10 with you.
Well, you know what? I think there is a place for both kinds of conversations. And I really, there's going to be a link in the show notes so people can go check out the longer conversation we had. But today, we're really going to dive into this idea of organic marketing and creating content that works in a world where AI is everywhere.
Yeah. What does Google want? That's the ultimate question, right? Like, what is it looking for? And where our team is constantly following that trend and trying to figure that out. And what we really determined is Google wants the same thing that people want. Google wants things that are fast. It wants to make money. It wants things that are speedy. It wants things that are relevant. It really wants to answer its searchers' questions with the best possible answer in hopes that that searcher will come back again and again and again every time we have a question, whether that's who's the best babysitter, where can I find a plumber, where can I find a doctor. People want really great, quick answers to their questions. And so Google only wants to give people what they really want as well.
So obviously everybody out there is thinking, well, but my content does that. I've got good information, but you have to be able to present it to Google in a way that makes them go, oh, that really is good info. So Where do I start? How should I be thinking about my content when everybody in the world is having ChatGPT write blog posts for them?
That's funny. Well, you know, there's a lot that goes into Google recognizing relevance on the internet. So, you know, some of the really, really basic things that people can do is have a great Google business profile. If you're a company that has access to a Google business profile, and most are able to get one, have that thing fully filled out. Make sure you're getting reviews and replying to reviews with keywords. The other part of that is the other local listings, the other hundreds of places that you can be listed online. Think about it like this. If you ask your kid or maybe a team member a question and they give you a slightly different answer every single time, you start to doubt them, right? You're like, oh, well, you're full of crap. I don't even believe you. So if Google sees your business listed and the address is wrong here and the phone number is wrong here and it's an old website here and all this, Google starts to doubt. Right? It's like, is this business really who they say they are, doing what they say they're doing, where they say they're doing it? So getting all of those local listings in sync is also helpful. Another key piece of that is like that backend structure, right? People don't want to wait. Google's not going to serve up a slow website. It's not going to serve up a website that's not mobile friendly. It's not going to serve a website up that it can't understand. And I think that's part of the conversation you and I got into a little bit before this episode was that the snippets, the backend structure, the schema, the titles, the tags, all that backend stuff that tells Google what your page is about so that Google can recognize what the person's asking and give it the right answer. So those backend things and those local listings, all of that relevance comes into play. When we're talking about content, that's a different conversation. We have to think about what are the, we can't be asking people to marry us, Lorraine. People are like, okay, well, I want someone to Google best plumber near me, and I want them to click on that. I want them to go to my website, and I want them to click that click to call button. I want to do business with them. I want a brand new sewer in their house right now. That's not the way it works.
Not at all, because, and it's so interesting because those of us that grew up as search was becoming a thing, we did plumber plus repair, plumber near me.
We asked Jeeves.
We asked Jeeves. Oh my God. And about.com. Yes. And they served up butler style that information.
That's right.
But that's not how it works anymore. People are doing mobile search. They're asking questions and they're not necessarily
questions.
Yes.
They're asking Alexa questions. And the other thing is that they're asking, and Google tells you what people are asking. If you go and Google up your industry or a common question that you get asked, have you ever noticed the little thing that says people also ask? Click in and out of that 7, 8, 10 times, and that sucker will just keep on expanding. Those are the kind of questions that Google searchers are asking. And it's never, well, not never, never, but it's sometimes not what you think they're asking. For example, my husband and I just sold our second paint contracting company that we've owned this past year, it's almost a year ago now, we sold that company. The top ranking page on that website, outside of the homepage, was a blog article that said, how much does a painter make per hour? Well, you're like, well, okay, if I'm getting a paint job, that's not what I'm going to Google because I'm an action person. Like I'm not, but most people are not like that. They're sitting in their living room, looking up at the ceiling going, man, that paint job looks like crap. Like, I wonder how much paint is. I wonder if there's any good painters around here. Gee, I wonder how much it would cost to do myself. I wonder how much painters even make. These are the top of funnel questions that people are asking that will lead them to your website when they have a million different questions that are not necessarily ready to do business with you. But then once you get them to your page, you have an opportunity to sell them that thing that you have and tell them, yeah, well, here is how much painters usually make an hour, but here's why you don't want to have just an hourly painter come do your job. Hire us instead.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the new phrases that I've seen bounce around lately is this idea of what's called answer optimization. And it is doing exactly what you're describing, but this is now becoming a much more refined science where people are really going through a process of what are the questions? How do we answer them? And it's not really that hard.
Yeah, it's not. We overthink it. We just overthink it.
Okay, so I now have these. I have the questions. I know what people are asking for, and I'm going to create content. Is there anything else I can be doing to combat or compete with all the artificial content that's being put out there?
Oh man, you know, just be real. There's absolutely a place for AI generated content, but it's not just a copy paste situation. You know, it can give you great ideas, it can spur your thought, but no matter what kind, if you are using AI for your content, you know, you might get away with it for some, but at least edit that stuff. At least make it, you know, in your voice and really train it to speak in the right way. You know, the other thing that you can do to assert relevance is to put out press releases. If you're not with a marketing agency, you know, you can seek out a press release company on your own, put out some press releases throughout the year. We do several for our clients throughout the year, a couple a month for some clients even. And we find that it's very, very helpful. Getting links from other websites talking about your website will definitely help that authority piece with Google as well and show that the good content that you are putting out is being disseminated across the world and the globe, and that's why you're the authority in your space. So that's another thing people can do.
Well, I am going to encourage anybody, if you are listening and you're curious on how you can build authority and organic content, you definitely want to check out Amy's website. There will be a link in the show notes to her website, along with links to her Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn profiles. Amy, thank you so much for dropping by.
Absolutely. My pleasure. If any of your listeners would like us to take a look at their website, my team is happy to do a quick 3-minute video for them. Just going to go over some areas of opportunity and how their website's structured and how it's ranking. They can just go over to amysingleton.net and fill out the form at the bottom. Send me your URL and we'll get that video audit right back over to you.
Awesome. That is a really awesome offer to have somebody who's just going to give you a independent review of your website. I always find those valuable. So thank you for sharing that with the audience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share.
It's great to have you back. And if you've enjoyed today's conversation, if you'd like to find other resources for your business, be sure to check out our toolbox. Look for MTFW wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.